I think all too often we look at, you know, a job as a way to pay the bills, but it's absolutely a relationship, and we should make sure at every turn that it is a healthy relationship, that it is a trustworthy relationship, that we feel fulfilled in that relationship.
And you say there are telltale signs that your relationship with work could use some help. Talk about those.
If you're hiding, you know, the hard parts of your life. So if you spent all night catching your daughter's throw up because she had the stomach flu, and you walk into work the next morning and your boss says, "Hey, how are you doing?" And you say, "Oh, I'm great. Everything's wonderful." That's not a sign of a healthy relationship. If you walked around and lied in other parts of your life with other relationships, you would consider that unhealthy. And I don't believe your working relationship should be any different. Another sign that it's an unhealthy relationship is if you constantly give up personal time for work, meaning you work late, you work on the weekends, you turn down the opportunity to go to the soccer match in order to work. So if you're sacrificing personal time, but yet the opposite is not true. In other words, you know, you should be able to leave work and run a couple errands. You should be able to, you know, pop out at lunch and do some grocery shopping if you absolutely need to.
If you have these issues, you are hiding hard parts of your life, and you give up personal time for work, but rarely consider giving up work for personal time. What can you do about that? There are certain expectations on a job from your employer. So what can you do about that and still keep the job?
I think one is just, you know, honesty is the best policy. And if your boss asks how you're doing and your son is sick, then you say, "You know what? My son had 104 fever all night long, but I'm here and I'm ready to go." So you don't have to be honest to the point that it makes you look bad or it looks like you're falling down on the job. And so it's okay to admit, "I'm going through a divorce and I'm having a hard time, but hey, I'm here for work and I'm ready to go." And so it can just be that 1-2 punch of admitting that things at home are a struggle, as they often are, but that you're still up for the job. And I think that makes you look like an even better employee than just smiling and nodding and acting as if everything is hunky-dory all the time.
And if you're in a work climate where you can't be truthful about what's going on in your life, then should you consider moving on to another job?
I think you have to have some outlet at work where you feel comfortable being honest. And maybe that's not your boss. Maybe your boss is a jerk and maybe you're worried about being fired because of it. But if there's a coworker, if there's a peer that you can confide in and say, "You know what, I'm having a hard time with this motherhood thing," and just being able to vent in some way is helpful. But I do think that you have to be willing to walk away from a job at some point. If you were in an unhealthy marriage or relationship, anybody would tell you that you should walk away from that. So why not continue to look and keep an eye out for opportunities where you can have the best of both worlds,